Built Back Better Bill Supersizes IRS Auditing by $78 Billion. By Sean Moran on October 28, 2021. President Joe Biden's $1.75 trillion Build Back Better Act supersizes IRS audit enforcement by $78 billion. The Democrats released their $1.75 Build Back Better Reconciliation Infrastructure Bill, which they hope to pass as part of President Joe Biden's dual-pronged infrastructure strategy. Democrats hope to use the proceeds from increased IRS enforcement to pay for their hundreds of billions in welfare and climate change spending. Democrats had hoped to force financial institutions to transmit more of Americans' banking information to the IRS to combat alleged tax evasion. However, they will opt instead for giving the IRS $78 billion to increase their enforcement power. The provision stipulates they will use the tens of billions of funding for increased enforcement and audits, although they claim that it will not impact those making less than $400,000 per year. The provision stipulates 1. $78,935,000,000 to remain available until September 30, 2031, for necessary expenses for the Internal Revenue Service, IRS, for strengthening tax enforcement activities and increasing voluntary compliance, expanding audits and other enforcement activities, and modernizing information technology to effectively support enforcement activities, except that no use of these funds is intended to increase taxes on any taxpayer with taxable income below $400,000. Matt Whitlock, a Republican communicator, said sarcastically that Democrats get no credit for watering down their IRS spying provision and replacing it with billions of dollars for increased enforcement and harassment of families and small businesses. Love that they wrote in a line about how this isn't intended to raise taxes on anyone making below $400,000, even though they'll be the primary people this hurts, Whitlock said. Biden has insisted that he would not raise taxes on Americans making less than $400,000 per year. Senator Steve Daines, R. Mount, called on Senator John Tester, D. Mount, to oppose the Build Back Better Act rather than simply opposing one measure in the bill. Daines wrote, "Hey partner. It only takes one Senate Democrat to put the kibosh on the entire reckless tax and spending bill in the first place. Instead of claiming small wins here and there, why not stand with me and say no to Schumer and Biden on this package altogether?" Sean Moran is a congressional reporter for Breitbart News. Follow him on Twitter at SeanMoran3.